From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. Apple, the world's most valuable company, has announced that it's going to share the wealth. For the first time since the mid-1990s, the company will pay a dividend to its shareholders. Demand for iPads, iPhones, and other iProducts has been so strong that by the end of last year, Apple had amassed a cash hoard of nearly $100 billion. NPR's Steve Henn reports investors have been clamoring for a dividend and were happy with the news.
Apple had an enviable problem. It's not too many companies today that have more cash than they know what to do with.
In fiscal year 11, our cash increased by $31 billion.
Peter Oppenheimer is Apple's chief financial officer.
During the first quarter of fiscal year 12, we generated another $16 billion.
To appreciate the scale of Apple's conundrum, consider this. In the last 3 months of 2011, Apple was generating more than $1 billion in profit, free and clear, each and every week. By the end of the year, it had enough cash on hand to buy Goldman Sachs outright. And even after that, it would have had almost enough cash left over to buy General Motors, too. It's not that Apple hasn't been spending. It has. Over the past few years, Apple spent several billion locking down critical parts in supplies for the iPhone and iPad. It spent several hundred million buying a couple small startups. And it spent aggressively opening dozens of new stores around the world.
Even with these investments, we can maintain a war chest for strategic opportunities and have plenty of cash to run our business.
Apple CEO Tim Cook.
So we are going to initiate a dividend and share repurchase program.
Starting later this year, Apple will spend about $5 billion annually buying back its existing stock. This stock buyback program is relatively small and really just intended to offset any new stock Apple gives out to its employees. Apple will also begin paying a dividend of $2.65 a share this summer. That will cost the company about $10 billion in cash each year.
It really opens the stock up to a much broader group of investors, you know, principally value and dividend-oriented mutual funds.
John Lutz helps manage a mutual fund that's been invested in Apple for years. Apple's stock price has been rising so fast that lots of institutional investors, like Lutz, can't really buy any more.
This is a problem a lot of growth managers have. You know, they're simply capped out in terms of how large of a position Apple can represent in their portfolio.
But by paying a dividend, a whole new group of institutional investors can start buying Apple stock. These are folks who cater to retirees and other people who need to earn some income from their investments. Peter Oppenheimer, Apple's CFO, says the company will soon pay out more than $2.5 billion to investors each quarter,
which would make us one of the highest dividend payers in the United States.
But as a percentage of its earnings, Apple is paying less in dividends than other technology giants like Microsoft and Cisco. And most analysts expect the cash to keep piling up. By the end of the year, it's likely Apple will have more than $100 billion stashed away in offshore accounts. And Tim Cook said this morning, Apple had a record-breaking weekend of iPad sales.
The stock price is up 45% year-to-date. It's up tenfold over the last 6 years. And it's up that because they've been absolutely knocking the cover off the ball.
Lutz says the news this morning that the stock will begin paying dividends is just a cherry on top. Steve Henn, NPR News, Silicon Valley.